Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Abundance. Having too much, too little. Fairness. How does all of that fit in? Well, today is across the world that people are taking an offering for one great hour of sharing. And I know that our envelopes, they were in at the, sorry, the thing is digging into my ear today, that they were in our envelopes at the beginning of March. But if you haven't used your One Great Hour of Sharing envelope, it's still there and you can share it. But I want to tell some stories about our abundance and about helping others and living up to working together for God. You see, as we gather as a people of God, how do we ensure the gifts that we have and the gifts of others around the world get used? How does everyone get their fair share? Tough question. Because there are many of us that have maybe more money than other people, but there are others of us that have more caring than others. It's all about a balance of who we are and how we live into God's world, how we work together to be fair. Because you see, everyone has a gift. Every one of us has a gift to share. Okay, maybe mine's not cooking, although I did make some really great chocolate chip cookies yesterday from scratch, so haven't done that in a really long time. But maybe mine's not cooking, but I do have other gifts that I can share and use. Maybe others of you is cooking. But let's use our gifts, those out of our abundance, so that God's world continues to grow. You see, because God supplies us. God supplies us with our gifts. And we need to use them. We need to give back. We need to share. And I don't just mean the gifts that have been placed inside of us, but also the gifts of money, the abundance of which we live out of. You see, we are simply giving back to God what God has already given to us. The Message says this, which is a translation, and it's from 2 Corinthians that I just read, but I think it has a little bit of a different twist. Nothing left over to the one with the most, nothing lacking to the one with the least. That's what we need to be about living. Nothing left over to the one with the most, nothing lacking to the one with the least. You see, we're on this journey together. We are on this journey of faith and love and being and abundance and fairness and God's world. As we work together, not separately. Working separately, Eli and I were going to pull each other down. But when we work together, we work for God out of our abundance. There's a video that I found about One Great Hour Sharing that Jim's going to play for us right now.
Abundantly in the United States, but millions of people around the developing world are thirsting for it. Women and children walk hours each day to reach it. And nearly one out of five children under five die from it because the water is contaminated. UMCOR is helping vulnerable communities gain better access to safe water by locating safe water sources, educating communities on well maintenance, and safe hygiene practices, and alleviating diseases of poverty caused by poor sanitation. UMCOR partner Global Medic addresses some of these conditions firsthand.
The whole family is living in contaminated conditions. You look at this girl's fingers, right? This is entirely indicative of contaminated water.
Global Medic also provides clean drinking water to communities following a disaster.
It's very important to stir the water very well. So just like this, where it keeps the whirlpool going. But these are the particles that are falling out of solution and bringing the germs and the worms down with it.
UMCOR also supports El Porvenir, which works to improve the lives of people in rural communities in Nicaragua who do not have access to clean drinking water or sanitary facilities. Through sustainable development, clean water, sanitation, reforestation, and health education, and through the construction of washing stands, people no longer have to rely on river waters not protected from animal or human contamination for their daily needs. In addition, children have healthy futures ahead of them because they learn safe hygiene practices that further reduce the spread of disease. Health and hygiene workshops accompany every water and sanitation project, securing everyone's well-being and safety concerns. Around the world, UMCOR and partners are transforming communities and lives through safe water access, hygiene and sanitation, construction of wells and boreholes, and more importantly, education, providing hope for a sustainable future and for generations to come.
One great hour of sharing, giving out of our abundance. We have a lot of water. We sometimes have too much water. There are places in California, though, that don't have enough water, or places in other parts of the world that don't know how to have clean water. As we give to One Great Hour of Sharing, as we share out of the abundance that we have of knowledge and gifts, we can help others have sustainable futures. Here's another story. This one's about a 10-year-old, Eli, a 10-year-old, but his name's not Eli, his name's Abula. And Abula used to live in Somalia, but in 2011, he fled with his mother and his younger brother to Indonesia because of the conflict in Somalia. Poor Abula had not been able to go to school. He had not been able to be part of anything in the learning process. In 2013, because of gifts to our One Great Hour of Sharing, he was enrolled in a primary school through Church World Service for refugees in Indonesia. He was so excited that he could go to school and learn. How many 10-year-olds do we know that are that excited about going to school? But he attends school like every other child now. There's books that are bought for him. There's school supplies. All of that is part of One Great Hour of Sharing. Talked about water. We've talked about school supplies and schooling. There's also about farming. Malikio is a farmer in Honduras area, in the Santa Barbara area of Honduras. And the farmers there didn't know anything about composting and how that would enhance their growing. So volunteers went down and helped to teach about composting. Something simple, but they learned about composting, and now their crops grow better, and they've learned about food security issues. Closer to home, some of you heard parts of this story, but when I was 3 and a half, a tornado went through Bluffton, Ohio. It was called the Palm Sunday Tornado of 1965. Everything was destroyed, our house, the church. People lost their lives. One Great Hour of Sharing, at that point, was not called that, but it was a part that started getting One Great Hour of Sharing for disaster relief together to help local churches and local people and people around the world. You see, had we not received money through an offering from churches and places, the church that my dad was the pastor of and our home would not have been able to replant it and regrow it and rebuild it. Because at that point, they didn't even know much about keeping and having enough insurance on churches and parsonages for if disasters happened, because you didn't think they were going to happen. So some separate stories about how one great hour of sharing has helped. That's why I talk about it, because it really helped my life as we then had a house to be able to move into. So my questions become this, with out of our abundance, out of our lives, out of our gifts that God has given to us, how can you change the world? How can you use what God has given to you to change the world, to share the abundance of what you have with others? Hear that text again. Nothing left over to the one with the most, nothing lacking to the one with the least. Working together, that's what we're about in God's community. And thanks be to God that we are. Amen.